surprise billing occurs when a patient is using the hospital where their insurance is in full force, yet they get additional bills from doctors that are not covered, sometimes practitioners, anesthesiologists, or generally blood suckers. The step they seem to be contemplating seems small, but at least forward. There are debating a way to allow patients to appeal to reverse the charges. It might make a difference, something to look forward to in 2021. It's not enough, of course. Elizabeth Rosenthal, a former Times reporter now working for Kaiser's newsletter, raised a real question recently. Why are medical billing practices not fraud as they are classified as practiced by other professions and industries? Very good question. If a building contractor charges you for putting sheetrock in the back room or replacing the shutters on the roof, but then didn't actually do it, it would be fraud, right? We know that in wake of criminal charges, conditions, jail time, and lawsuits that feel like rain in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, where unfortunately many homeowners are victimized by some rogue contractors. Yet doctors and hospitals routinely bill patients for procedures that they did not perform. How is that not fraud? Even worse, they're looking people off just like the victims of Hurricane Katrina at their most vulnerable when they're sick and desperate. Add to that predatory behavior is price gouging, which is now simply standard operating procedure. Yet this is regular behavior, the standard operating procedure, as you say. Doctors who submit bills when they weren't there, hospital charges for emergency room procedures when there was no other way to get care, doctors charging for nurse and intern work at those operations, and more. Accounting firms, legal practices, construction contractors, and others all charge the clinic rates to underlings rather than put on top line prices. Why are doctors and hospitals allowed to engage in such exploitive and frequently fraudulent practices? All of this is done with impunity. The American Hospital Association just went to court recently to challenge the federal government over a deal that has forced them to transparently publish their prices.